8:28. There's an article in The Guardian this morning that says the so-called devil bird, known for its incessant late-night mating call, has become more common in Melbourne's outer suburbs, according to researchers.
You're thrilled.
Well, this is the recording that I made, this recording outside my bedroom window 5 years ago. It's the worst bird call in the bird kingdom. And we rang Sean Dooley, editor of BirdLife Australia, and I'm pretty sure, as Sean joins us, he identified it as the Eastern Coal, K-O-E-L, and he said it's not supposed to be here. It's not supposed to be this far south. Sean, have I got that right?
Yeah, you pretty much do. It's you are at the leading cutting edge of ornithological research in this country, my friend. reporting the first of the wave of the invasion of the Eastern Coal, which I got to defend it. Yeah, they're pretty annoying in the middle of the night, but I think it's a great sound. It's so exotic, and that sound is where our cooee comes from. The cooee call, the indigenous people used to use it around Sydney, and then the first settlers adopted that to call out to each other in the bush.
You are kidding me.
I love that, Sean.
That is great. But nevertheless, that was one bird, one out, and you said it should not be here. Now it appears to have mates. So have we got it for good, and why?
Well, I think we do have it for good because I remember 20 years ago going and twitching one at Fairfield Park, which was only about the sixth record ever for Victoria, and it was a big deal. And so I travelled up there to see it and hear it firstly. But now in the BirdLife Australia's bird data monitoring system, we have 750 records over the last 20 years of coel, so there's certainly, it's not just a freak occurrence anymore. And this year I've actually had some photographs sent to me of some young birds. So at first it was just the males turning up and calling out forlornly through the night. You know, if he had have actually hooked up with a female, he probably would have shut up. But so your bloke was just, you know, the sentimental bloke, just sitting there desperate, calling into the night. But now we're getting evidence that the females are arriving and they're actually mating, and they're cuckoos too. So they lay their egg in the nests of other birds like wattlebirds or magpie larks. So I think they are here to stay, because you're going to get chicks that are actually Victorian born now and are going to return to their, you know, to the land of their birth each summer. So, strap yourselves in, boys.
So, Sean, you just said something earlier that I hadn't heard before, that you went twitching.
Yes, twitching
is
sort of like, it's like the extreme sport version of bird watching. It's where idiots like me will basically sacrifice half their wage to jump on a plane to Broome to see a bird that's blown in on a cyclone from Asia. That's adding new birds to your list. I was the national champion, had the biggest record in 1 year, but I've put the binoculars up in the rack, and I'm now retired. You know, and just like all ex champions, I'm just a commentator with overblown opinions about birds.
Sean, lovely to chat with you. We need to get you in for an extended chat about bird life. Talk to Scorch and let's arrange for that to happen. So, folks, this thing was outside my window 5 years ago. Sean said, not supposed to be here. He said it's here for good. And it sounds like this ahead of Instant Radio Solutions.